Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
Yeah, this is Penn Jillette, Las Vegas, Nevada. Happy Flag Day. We're on Free FM, 866-313-3733. You know, I'm talking to Michael Goudeau. That's what I'm pointing to you here. Yeah, it's on the radio. Sure. I'm pointing to you. This is Penn Jillette. We're in Las Vegas, and it's Flag Day. And our good buddy Bob Corn Revere tells me that, you know, there's always a flag-burning amendment to the Constitution in the hopper. And he says at this time it's really getting closer. And if he weren't a very good friend who, as far as I can tell, never lies and is always right, I would be so skeptical, because flag-burning amendments have been going on forever, and they're never going to get anywhere. It's such a clear violation of freedom of speech that it seems like nobody could be in favor of that, and yet they may get, what the hell do they need? They need like 65% of the Senate or something? I don't even know. But there's a lot of votes they need to get. Addition to two-thirds majorities in the House and Senate, amendments must win approval in three-quarters, that's 38 if you can't do the math, of the states, because I can't, of the states before the language can be added to the Constitution. All 50 states have passed resolutions against burning or desecrating the flag. And for those of you who are in New York, Hillary Clinton, your senator who's only been to New York since she's been a senator, is supporting legislation to criminalize desecration of the United States flag, a national law, a federal law. But she's against the amendment. And everybody jumps on the bandwagon. I guess the idea, what I always thought the idea was that you you would come out in favor of it, and you'd get your votes, and then you would know that it would be voted down, and you wouldn't really be responsible for something that atrocious. I should also say, in terms of full disclosure, 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. In terms of full disclosure, I burn a flag six nights a week. So I guess my political position should really, there's a certain amount of self-interest involved. The self-interest, of course, goes the other way. Because if the flag-burning amendment goes through, and there's all sorts of laws, then Penn and Teller burning a flag on stage every night, a bit that we've been doing for years, will all of a sudden be topical, like crazy. Like it's like being able to pull out those Reagan jokes or something. This is the bit that we won some sort of big ACLU free speech award for several years ago. It's also that we did on the West Wing, where the plot, the B story of the West Wing that we put together with Lawrence O'Donnell was that Penn and Teller appear at a birthday party for the daughter of the president. We do the flag burning routine, and then the press go ape. I consider the word to go ape to be half a word. That's the infinitive that is half a word, but it's not. It's really a whole word. They went ape. Apes hit. And the press go apes hit over thank you, Jack. That was a good idea. Over it, and then the president has to do this whole speech. And then the speech that I do on stage in the Penn and Teller show was actually used by Alan Alda, you know.
Alan Alda as Penn Jillette?
Alan Alda as Penn Jillette. Nice. That's the thing. You work with Lawrence O'Donnell. He wrote the episode. And we took all the stuff that we wrote, Penn and Teller wrote, for the flag bit in the show, and he just kind of chopped it up and put it in West with different people saying different parts of it. But the idea is we talk about doing a vanish or a burn with like a handkerchief, and then say, but you know, to add content to magic, why don't we use something that means more, like a flag? We take a flag and then we we light it up, it vanishes, and the audience at that point is not sure whether we have burned a flag, symbolically burned a flag, or just vanished a flag, patriotic fireworks. That's the basic idea of it. And then we do it again with we wrap the flag in the Bill of Rights before we burn it.
Why is that?
I think because it's better than mesquite. You know, it just gives you nice flavor. It
doesn't flash up as much.
Yeah. And the bit is insanely patriotic. We do it again with a clear Bill of Rights and talk about how it's wonderful to live in a country able to do this. We vanish the flag at the end. It appears in the flagpole where it started. And magic, 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 happy, happy, happy. And I remember going to D.C. to do this. We played at we played several times in Washington, D.C. It's a very good city for Penn and Teller. And G. Gordon Liddy has a radio show there. And I called up G. Gordon Liddy before we played there last time on his radio show. And I said, Gordon, because I call him Gordon. I don't know him well enough to call him G, but I call him Gordon. I said, Gordon, I says, we're going to burn a flag on stage in D.C., and you're going to love it. So it's this really patriotic bit. But what I would like to get out of the radio, and, you know, all of you listening, you really got to ask yourself, what can we do for Penn Jillette? What you can do is I would like one, you know, sane, rational person to call up and tell me really good arguments for why there should be a flag-burning amendment, why the Constitution, why the Bill of Rights, of course, not the Bill of Rights, why the Constitution should be amended to include flag burning being illegal. Now, already, you know, it's illegal to burn a flag where you would damage anybody or where you would incite a riot or anything like that. And also, there is no flag burning. You know, it's not like you go on TV every night and then, woohoo, someone else is flag burning. It doesn't happen. So it's an amendment that's just there to give people votes, in my point of view. But if we have a phone call, I'd love a different point of view on this, especially if you're not a nut. Because when you're talking to me on the phone, the airwaves are containing enough nutdom that if you want to call up and be sane, that'd be really, really good.
You're covering the nut view?
I will. I don't even have a nut view on this. I mean, my point of view is pretty much right down the middle, isn't it?
It seems to be.
The idea that men and women, servicemen, servicewomen in this country have fought and died for the freedoms of this country includes freedom of speech, and the only way to honor the flag is not to in any way impede protest in this country. That's the way to honor the flag. I don't know if that's that nutty. You know, this may be another one where I'm on the side of sanity, except when I look at the numbers here, you know, it's... here on Flag Day, there's, you know, they want to get it all voted on between now and the 4th of July. You cynical rat bastards. I could watch these people die and feel nothing, these people voting for this. But let's just see. I just said watch them die and feel nothing, didn't I?
You did, yes.
Okay, but it wasn't a threat.
I don't know.
Because I think it's wrong to make threats. But watching someone die and feel nothing is different from threat. I would never cause it, you know. I would never ask someone to cause it. I would just feel nothing. I would still give CPR. I know CPR. I'm good at it. I would run over and give CPR, but I wouldn't feel anything. Is all I'm saying. We got to take a phone call.
Oh, sure. Let's talk to Beth on line one. Are you there, Beth?
Hey Beth, this is Penn. How you doing, boss?
I'm good. I'm good. I love your show, and unfortunately, I don't have the opinion you're looking for, which is in favor of a ban. I'm actually against the ban. I know that's not what you're looking for, but I tell you what really irks me is that this country is getting dumber and dumber, and we are allowing politicians and legislators to spend important time on non-issues. Gay marriage, prayer in the school, burning the flag. I'm not saying they're not worth discussion, but there are so many more pressing real problems, and we need to start making our politicians and representatives focus on those. The rest of this is a smokescreen because it's easy. It's easy to say I'm against burning a flag. It's easy to say I'm against abortion. You don't have to come up with any real solution to a real problem. And you know what? It frightens me how dumb the public is.
Well, you know, this is wonderful. This call is actually giving me what I want because I think I can disagree with you on several things here. First of all, I think that the American public is the best educated, smartest public, certainly right now, that we've ever had in the history of the country. I think that people are very well educated. I think you get confused by the fact that the media dumbs stuff down. That doesn't mean that the people watching it are that dumb. I think that the American people are really, really smart. And the second thing I disagree with you on is that I would rather that the legislators spent much more time on trivial matters. What do you think they should be working on that should be fixed?
Well, I think they should find a way to bring polluters to justice. I think they should find a way to make health care more affordable. And I think that they should find a way to bring oil prices down. I mean, yes, then you impede the free market and capitalism. But when Exxon has obscene amount of profits and that they're trying to sell to the public, part of the reason gas is high is because prices are high. It's a bunch of baloney.
Baloney. That was the name we should have used for our show. We should have called it Penn & Teller's Baloney, and then we could advertise it.
We're on the radio. We have to use baloney.
I know. Baloney is good. Baloney is good. But, you know, my problem is, and this is a problem, is that I'm this hardcore free market libertarian guy. And I think that the problem with health care, one of the major problems with health care, is too much government involvement. And one of the problems with pollution is too much government involvement. I do believe that you take away the subsidies, you let the free market work, let people vote with their money, I think you end up better. I think that the best thing that could happen would be for legislators to take, three quarters of the year off. There's one idea that is not mine. Many people have had this idea and have had very witty approaches to explaining it. But if you had a time limit on laws, like every law expired in 5 years, it would keep them really busy going, oh, Jesus, we got to make sure murder is still illegal in Ohio. Let's get that done. I think that what you really want to accomplish as a government is really just courts, police, and defense, and all those social services and things like that should be taken care of by individuals. I just have such a faith in the individual over the collective. I just never, ever trust a group of more than three people to do anything. But, Beth, thanks a lot for calling. I'm going to hang up a little early because I want to get some other calls, maybe someone who's for the flag-burning amendment. Do we have any calls? Anybody that wants to take the other side on this?
We'll talk to John on line three. He might be on the other side.
Good. Let's hope so. Hey, John, how you doing, man?
All right, how are you?
Never better, boss. Never better. What's up?
It just represents, I mean, it's just politically taking advantage of the situation right now with the war. It represents all the young men and women who are over there getting killed. And right or wrong, the sentiment is going towards it. So it may pass. And blah, 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 what are you guys talking about?
Okay.
Well, that was helpful.
There's showgirls over there with you guys. Why don't you get some showgirls in there?
That's a good idea. We should have some showgirls in there. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, John.
We have actually someone who's saying why flag burning should be illegal. Secondhand smoke.
Okay.
That's a nice Gmail. Thanks, Kurt.
That's a little Gmail there. Yeah, I don't know. You know, the Flag Day started in, 1916? With Woodrow Wilson established Flag Day. And I guess we're commemorating the, 1777. A year after the starting of the country, the flag being taken. And the thing that Bob points out is when you write, this is Bob Korn Revere, we were talking about this, when you write the law to say that it's illegal to burn a flag, you then are going to have this cottage industry popping up of all sorts of people making flags that aren't quite the flag. If someone holds up a flag with 11 stripes on it, and the stars, and burns that, and then gets arrested. Aren't you able to go back and say, like in a videotape, oh, look, it's only 11 stripes. It's not the flag of the United States. It's not a flag at all, you know.
Yeah, what happens when you're wearing flag underwear?
Well, that's you remember, if you cast your mind back to the 60s, Abbie Hoffman had that flag shirt that he wore, and was given a lot of flack for that, and then he had the complete outfit that Roy Rogers and Dale Evans wore that was completely the flag. And, I mean, when, what's his name, the country western singer had the flag projected on his face? The huge country western singer. Say Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks had that album with the flag projected on his face.
Right.
Is that desecration? I mean, is it okay to project a flag on your face?
Well, I'm sure you're not allowed to burn his face. That's the one thing I can go on this. It would be illegal to burn Garth Brooks' face just because he had a flag on it.
Yeah, and I guess if you have a flag tattoo, after flag tattoo, you can't like burn that off. You couldn't have it lasered off or something. I don't know.
I make a flag barbecue cover. I should mention, by the way.
Yeah, barbecue zoo. Godot's big cover. Just make a barbecue cover with the shape of a flag.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think those kind of, and this is the kind of argument I really hate, is the kind of argument we're making right now, which is talking about things that are breaking the letter of the law but not the spirit. What I disagree with on this is not the letter of the law. I'm not talking about whether you should have the right to burn an 11-stripe flag or, you know, a 40-star flag. I'm really talking about, I think that if you are upset with Americans' policies anywhere, that you should be able to show that any way you want, and if that includes flag burning, I think that you should be able to do that. I don't think you make much of a point. I don't think you make any sort of point at all by flag burning, because I think you just get people mad. You know, Hillary's point is, Hillary Clinton says she supports federal legislation making it a crime to desecrate the flag. In her public statement, she has compared the act of flag burning to burning a cross, which can be considered a violation of federal civil rights laws. So, which I'm also against, any sort of these kind of hate laws and stuff. You don't have to protect speech that people like. You only have to protect speech that people do not like. And when you come into the flag burning thing, you come into all these cliches, and I don't really want to talk about it, except that a huge number of people in our country are totally for a flag burning amendment, and I've never met one of them. I don't believe, after our show, you know, I have all these veterans come up to me after the show, because we hang out in the lobby of the Rio and talk to folks. I have probably 6 or 7 veterans a night come up to me after the show, talk about the flag burning bit we do in the show, and talk about how they love that idea of freedom of speech, and they love the idea that flag burning is legal and the points that are dealt with in our show. And I've never had not one person come up to me and say, you know, it's really wrong, you shouldn't be burning a flag. The closest thing I had was when we played San Francisco. This woman came to me after the show and said, boy, you know, I guess that bit does okay in California, but when you get to those flyover states, those Republican states, they must really hate that. You must get in a lot of trouble. And I said, no, surprisingly, we don't get in trouble. The amazing thing is that there are some nuts that are against the Second Amendment that don't think we should do the bullet catch at the end of the show, because I knew she was kind of this NPR woman, and I could kind of get her goat that way. But we've never had one person, I mean, including G. Gordon Liddy, anybody, say you should not be burning a flag to make a point. And I believe that in our show, which is making a very patriotic point, we are using flag burning to make an artistic statement. So I guess we're going to talk about this a little more. We get some phone calls.
Sure, right? We do.
We've got more Maggoty with phone calls. 866-313-FREE-3733. Happy Flag Day to y'all, and we'll be back right after this. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on this Flag Day. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. Today, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist came out in support of a proposed constitutional amendment making it illegal to burn the U.S. flag. This is what he said, quote, as that central symbol of our nation and the trademark of the principles that we uphold, we do believe that no individual has the right to destroy, to desecrate that flag. That's what Bill said, I know that a lot of people in this country do believe that there should be a constitutional amendment making it illegal to burn the flag, to desecrate the flag, and I ain't never met one. And my quest today is to talk to a person that has the point of view that perhaps the majority of this country shares. We got a phone call?
We do. We have line 5. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. What's up, man? This is Penn.
Well, we had Chris.
Are you there, Chris? Oh, Chris is gone. we were talking about this. Did you find that thing that someone wrote in? You know, because we do the flag burning in our show, and as I said, It's a very pro-American patriotic bit. We wrote the flag-burning bit when we got back. We did these shows in Egypt, China, and India, you know. And in Egypt, where they force women to dress like Batman, you know. They have all these laws that do that. In India, they throw women on funeral pyres of their husbands when they don't have any desire to commit suicide. Throw them on. In China, you know, because of the laws about the number of children you can have, they were leaving, you know, baby girls and orphanages and so on. And there was all this stuff from lack of freedom that we witnessed going around the world that Penn and Teller, who don't consider ourselves or did not consider ourselves particularly patriotic, came back and we wrote this incredibly patriotic bit that ends with me reciting the Star Spangled Banner. Something if you told me 20 years ago that I'd be doing, I would have never believed you. I'm just not that kind of blatant patriot. I'd like to consider myself to believe very much in the basic ideas of the U.S., but I didn't consider myself to be that kind of patriotic. And Teller and I came back from these other countries and said, oh, man, we got to write like a real, you know, patriotic bit. And, of course, people like Wayne Newton and Danny Gans and stuff, they wave flags as a kind of pandering thing. But we wanted to make a what was a more personal point to us was, isn't it great to live in a country where you can criticize the country? I make this point all the time. I did not like Fahrenheit 9/11, the Michael Moore movie. I did not like it at all. I really deeply disliked it. But nothing made me prouder than going by a movie theater with a movie that was that critical to the government playing for the public and making that much money, because that's what it means to live in a free country. Want to take a phone call?
Sure. We have this might be the same guy we might have lost earlier. This is line 7. It's Chris.
Hey, Chris, we're going to try again. You there?
Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. I'm a Port Authority police lieutenant. I just retired.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know what we are, we're the agency that lost 37 cops on 9/11.
I do know who you are, sir, and thank you, and I'm very sorry.
Yeah, so am I. But, I mean, I believe you should be allowed to criticize your government. You know, if you want to burn something, burn a Republican Party card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe that the symbol of the American flag represents a greater meaning, and that it's like putting a swastika on a Jewish person's house or putting, you know, spray painting a penis on a mosque or, you know, on a rape victim's house. I think burning the American flag is offensive to anybody like me that feels that you lost more friends in one day than most people ever had. More good people in one day. And they believed they were doing a rescue. They didn't care who the people were. You know, and I think the American flag stands for that. And burning it, no matter whether you're making an artistic point or not, you know, if you were to, you're desecrating something that's holy to me in a way that's not religious.
You couldn't be more right. And for me, I am an atheist. Certainly the American flag means more to me than any religious symbol and means an awful lot to me. The only thing I would disagree with you on, and it's a minor point, but one that I think is fairly important, is I feel very good about someone desecrating the American flag and you disliking them. I feel very good about you screaming at them. I feel very good about you boycotting them if they have a business never going there. And I feel really good about you shunning them. And I feel really good about you writing articles in the newspaper and doing anything you can to see that that person is punished privately for what they did, short, of course, of violence. The only place I draw the line is when you have a country that has as its very First Amendment freedom of speech, that you can say and represent anything you want, and the brave men and women that fought for that and died for that, and not only people in the police and people in the service, but also the people that just work for that and believe it and love it every day. It seems like if we do that at a private level, it seems to me we might be a little more true to the spirit of the First Amendment and the Founding Fathers than if we have the government step in and stop something that's offensive. But everything else, you know, I'm certainly not going to disagree with you on anything. And I know that the rescue workers in 9/11 could not have been more brave. And the point that you make that's so important is with no concern whatsoever for who they were saving other than the fact that they were human. So I think that's the only place we disagree. And
do I have the right to judge naked down Central, well, down the street? Offensive. I mean, you know, to me, that's
yes,
about the same thing, you know.
I can see that's the same thing. And I would also say, depending on who you are, I find burning a flag much more offensive than jogging down the street naked. There are some people that would find that positively entertaining and glorious. I don't know what you look like, so I can't really say. But your point, I mean, I'm making a little bit of a joke, but your point is well made. The question is the fact that you're offended and you're bothered and you're sickened more important than the basic tenets of freedom of speech that the country's built on? And that's where the whole balance lies to me. My point is you should be offended, you should be sickened, you should be disgusted, you should be outraged. But I don't know if you should have the government that is dedicated to freedom on paper and in spirit use those powers to stop you from being offended. Maybe the very fact, you know, the example I used is, Michael Moore's movie. As much as I disliked that movie and disagreed with it, I thought it was beautiful that it was played all over the country because it demonstrates that freedom.
Well, I understand your point, and maybe if we continue to make the country as good as we can, no one will ever want to burn the flag.
Well, you know, people aren't wanting to do it very often, and I want to just say before we hang up on you here that I really do appreciate it, and I hope that nothing I said sounded at all like showing any disrespect for you or your friends or the other heroes of that time.
I thank you, yeah.
And thanks a lot for calling, man. Thanks. Yeah, I think the problem that happens in this discussion is people think that to say that it should be legal to burn the flag is to say that
you don't care,
that
sure,
you don't care, that it's okay to burn the flag.
Sure.
I do not think that you want to show a lack of respect to the men and women of 9/11 by burning the flag. I don't think that's right. And in many situations, I think burning a flag is something I would find hugely offensive. And I think that if a person were to do it, there's a certain way that they would be punished. And I think that way could be, and I'm not talking about any sort of violence, but I think that, a store owner that burns a flag or someone that speaks out against that, they could be shunned, boycotted, anything like that. Our show the whole crux of the West Wing episode was if we really burned a flag. The fact is we're using sleight of hand and not really doing it. That doesn't change the symbolic implication. And we're doing that as a celebration of the freedoms of the country. And it is, as I said before, and I'll repeat it again, the most patriotic bit we've ever done. In 35 years or 30 years of Penn and Teller, we have never done a bit that addressed patriotism in any way, shape, or form. And the one time that we wanted to do it, it turned out to be a celebration of all the people who have fought, and more as important as fighting, fought and believed and made statements to the effect that the important thing was freedom of speech. And I think that one of the things that flag symbolizes, one of the major beauties, is the First Amendment, and it symbolizes the fact that you can do what you want. And really, to me, one of the major ways to honor the flag of the United States of America is to allow people to desecrate it. Because in many other countries, certainly any of the countries that were involved in breeding the terrorists of the 9/11 attack, in those countries, it really is illegal to do many things that they find offensive. And as far as running naked down the street, I got to tell you, bad example, because I'm really all for it. And Patrick's in the other room stripping. And even that, Patrick, is a beautiful thing. You're not going to be back down from that. So 866-313-FREE, 3733. It's Flag Day throughout the country here. This is Penn Jillette talking to Michael Goudeau. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. We're on Free FM. The operative word there is free, because FM is just not even a word. This is Penn Jillette here on this beautiful Flag Day here in Las Vegas, Nevada. 866-313-FREE, 3733. We're on free frequency modulation, PennRadio.com. Still not a word. Still not a word. Two words. FM. Free FM.
FM.
FM. Free frequency modulation. I want to hasten to add, I guess we're going to keep talking about the flag burning thing, because to change subjects just seems like changing subjects. I was going to say changing horses in midstream, but that's a fine idea.
If your horse is drowning, you should change horses.
Sure, right away. Yeah, sure. 866-313-FREE, 3733. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. I want to hasten to add, that was such a beautiful call from the Port Authority guy. I guess beautiful is the wrong word. Moving call. And I just want to agree with them on everything. Except right up to the point. But I think that maybe I should say that my point of view, and this is where the nut point of view happens, I think that drawing a swastika on the home of someone who is Jewish is wrong because it's graffiti on someone else's property. I think having a swastika on your own property should be offensive to everybody. Everybody should fight against it. They should not invite you to any parties. They should not loan you a cup of sugar if you come by as a neighbor. But I don't think the government should attack it. I think that burning crosses, if it's done safely, which is almost impossible to do, if it doesn't cause a riot, and if there's no damage from the secondhand smoke, I think that should be allowed. So and when he talks about running naked down the street, I think everybody knows where I stand on that. I'm all for running naked down the street and wish that more people would run naked down the street. So it's not an argument that burning the flag is not offensive. I think it is offensive. It's an argument. Well, there's a person that wrote in that said this. A guy by the name of Ken wrote in and just said, sure, flag burning is offensive. To many people, it's extremely offensive. But nobody has the right not to be offended. And we all need to have the right to offend. Because it's offensive is not a good enough reason to outlaw something. If you could outlaw things that were offensive, Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, gone. Just absolute. You know, that's not a bad idea. You know, if we could do a little tit for tat, it might be a very good trade we could do there. Okay, you can have your flag burning amendment, but I want no country western music ever. No 1/5 on the bass ever again played. You know, it's gonna be jazz or punk, because anything else is offensive. 20th century classical. And now when I say 20th century classical, I bring to mind my horrible Strauss
faux pas
more than a faux pas, maybe a foobar. I would like to take a phone call here.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
Let's talk to line one. This is Izzy.
Hey, Izzy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Never better, boss. How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I just had this one general comment, basically, and that's the First Amendment. It stands for freedom of speech. And that's what this country, I mean, that's what it's all about. But I feel like as though if you go ahead and you burn that flag, and that flag represents this country, what you just did is you burned your right to have that freedom of speech. And that's what I believe on that. And I think when you burn that right of your freedom of speech, then everything that you have should be burned too. And I think it should be followed by the government, because you've just basically burned everything this country stands for.
Right, but you've just done... A complete circular logic that that goes exactly for the opposite point as well. You could also say that if you burn that flag, then you are burning the idea of the country and you should no longer have rights under that country. But then again, the people who are believe in the country, believe in freedom, believe in freedom of speech, their belief in freedom of speech has not been destroyed by you burning the flag. So those people who did not burn the flag should uphold what they believe in for the country. Because when that flag is burned, the ideals of the country do not go away. So your logic is exactly right, but it also makes the other point. If one person in this country burns the flag, that doesn't mean that the other 300 million people in this country no longer believe in freedom of speech. And I think that you're also making the symbol too important. When someone burns a flag, they have not destroyed the ideals of the United States of America. If everybody in the Taliban burn every flag they ever see, I believe that this country stays just as strong and that the beliefs we are built on is just as powerful, because we are not a symbol, we are a reality. And that would be my reaction to that.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Well, thanks a lot. And we'll take another call there, Goodell?
Sure, sure. Let's go to line three. This is Nick.
Hey, Nick, what's up, man? This is Penn.
Hey, talking about desecrating the flag.
Yeah, sure am.
I would just like to know the difference between someone burning a flag and a man at a barbecue wearing flag boxers. and this guy is walking around sweating on the flag, who knows what he's doing on the flag, and that's not a big deal. But it still is representing the flag.
Right. Well, I think that that is even, you're even talking of a more literal interpretation to me about whether whether intent matters. And although this always sticks in my craw, in law, intent does matter. So maybe the let's make it even better. The fat, ugly, filthy, sloppy. Let's imagine me wearing wearing flag boxer shorts during a barbecue. I could do that while completely loving the United States of America. And that might not, although it might be sexually and hygienically offensive, it might still not be symbolically offensive. So I think what they're talking about is not that kind of putting a fine point on it or trying to get around the spirit, get around the letter without the spirit. I think they're really talking about the idea of the very protest being offensive. But
right.
Thanks.
Obviously, the way you dispose of a flag when it's old and worn out is by burning, and so they don't want to make that illegal.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I should
so
point out,
it is going to come down to intent. What is your intent with the flag?
And on Memorial Day, my wife and I both wore matching flag shirts, and I wore this great Boss pair of flag sneakers that I've got. Now, they're not. Obviously, a shirt and sneakers are not the right shape to be a perfect flag, but it is the red, white, and blue. And when I went to Randy's conference, the amazing meeting here in Vegas, the big skeptical conference that all the cats come to, you know, Dawkins and sure. Hitchens and those guys, and I gave a little Q&A, a little speech, and I also interviewed the guys from Mythbusters. I wore an American flag shirt because I wanted to show how important I thought it was that skepticism become an American ideal, and then I also wanted to auction the flag off, the shirt. We auctioned it off and got like $2,000 for Randy's organization from a flag that I wore. So next year, maybe I'll wear a more expensive shirt and it'll go to $3,000. Or maybe I get someone else to wear it. Maybe we'll get Brad Pitt to come by and wear my shirt and really get some serious coin. We got a
Let's talk to Mike online too.
Hey Mike, this is Penn. How you doing, boss?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Never better. What's up?
Just wanted to say that you know, first off, I agree with you. I don't think that there's a necessity for an amendment to the Constitution for this, but I will try to argue for it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Here's the thing. Forget about offensive. Forget about people's feelings. That's not what the Constitution is here to protect. You know, we're here to protect our God-given rights. And one thing that you have to remember is that while the flag is a symbol, you know, maybe not as as strict a symbol as some of your callers are talking about, it is a symbol of our country. And when you do something with a symbol, that act in of itself becomes a symbol, such as burning a flag.
Sure.
Burning a flag is a symbol, and it's a way to, nowadays, you know, after September 11th, it's a way to identify people who might have malicious intent towards our country. If we're trying to stop these people, it's an easy way to identify them by that symbol that they quote-unquote wear.
It would be a really easy way to identify them, but nobody who is planning harm, actual physical harm to people in the United States of America, would ever give us such a clear sign as that. If the terrorists on 9/11 had all been burning flags the day before, I don't think 9/11 would have happened. It certainly is, when you burn a flag in protest, you are certainly saying to everybody in the country, keep your eye on me, I'm an evil nut. I think that's a really clear statement. But thanks a lot for calling, man. This is great. This guy named James wrote us this really nice kind of very epigrammatical email that I like. Penn, three people are standing on the steps of the courthouse. One is burning a flag. One is trying to stop the guy from burning the flag. And one is defending the guy's right to burn the flag. Who is the real patriot? that's a great Zen cone. That's a really nice thing to think on. One is burning a flag, one is trying to stop the guy from burning a flag, and one is defending the guy's right to burn the flag. Who is the real patriot? And, of course, it is the guy running the TV camera and making money, putting it on the news. The guy who's filming the whole thing and selling the tape to Dateline. That's the guy who's the real patriot. The guy who's selling hot dogs around the corner for the crowd of people that are watching these Three Stooges work. So, you see, I think, to my mind, Curly is burning the flag. Larry is trying to stop him from burning the flag, and Mo is sitting around going, cut it out, you knuckleheads. And the true American, the true free market capitalist, is selling hot dogs with extra relish in red, white, and blue dyed buns, and he's calling it the American dog. And so, I tried to. Want to take one more call?
Sure, if you like.
Oh, you got something to say first?
I got something to say.
Sure.
This is a robot killer. That's what I need to say. This is a robot killer for me. My head shakes when you start talking about limiting the freedom of by destroying a symbol of freedom. It stands for freedom. You're limiting that freedom in the name of freedom? I don't get it. I think it's done. I think they missed that day in school. And it makes me crazy. I'm sorry about all the polite talk, but this is a robot killer. It's freedom or it's not freedom, and limiting it is not freedom. You've desecrated the flag by writing this amendment. It's not freedom. Sorry.
Well,
I'll quit fussing.
It's very important to keep that in mind. Very important. Yeah, I should point out that the oil in Godot's gears in his brain are actually burning and smelling up the room. I mean, if you're ever if ever Star Trek comes true,
yes,
and you have a robot from another planet who's attacking you, and you need to give him something that'll drive him crazy, like can an omnipotent power destroy another omnipotent power? You know, Superman, you know, fighting Superman, any of those you want to go, just go for directly, can you destroy the symbol of freedom in the name of freedom and still have freedom and a hey, nani, nani, and a cha-cha-cha, not, 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 danger, Will Robinson, danger, 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 Will Robinson, danger, danger. do you want to take another quick call? Maybe we should end with a robot killer thing. That was kind of a nice
little
thing.
We've only got another minute anyway.
Yeah. Mo, Larry,
you just
Curly.
Chat it up. Chat it on home,
baby. I'll chat it on home, baby. Three people are standing on the steps of the courthouse. One is burning a flag. One is trying to stop the guy from burning the flag. And one is defending the guy's right to burn the flag. Who is the real patriot? That is the robot killer that is taking out Michael Goudreau today. You cannot limit freedom in the name of freedom by stopping the desecration of a symbol of freedom. Happy Flag Day from Penn Jillette and Michael Goudreau. Gudeau. Thanks a lot for tuning in to Free Frequency Modulation. We'll be back tomorrow talking about more stuff. Thanks a lot.
Check out Penn Jillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.